And no, we had not been involved in that process. We reviewed it at the same time and heard the testimony at the same time that the committee did, which was on the 12th. So I reviewed the material that was there, and I don't envy you your jobs at all. I mean, obviously, there's a huge here, and dollars have got to come from someplace. But if we were to take the full 10% reduction in our budget, what I counted up was 146 positions that would be laid off. 95 of those are sworn trooper positions, patrol, criminal, fish, and wildlife positions. There was one sworn manager in there, which was a training lieutenant, and 50 non-sworn positions, and I believe in the non-sworn positions, there were a few management positions within the confines of the non-sworn side. What we find ourselves facing once again is, it's not the first time we've gone through these exercises as an agency, but when we see the cuts come out, it's always the line people. We don't see cuts in management structure, or one or two here and there. And it's like, why are we going to lose 95 troopers and we're going to lose one sworn position? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Those folks don't provide the service to the public. The troopers provide the service to the public. So the superintendent further stated that they had already gone through two management restructures within the last 6 months, which they have. The first one was as a result of the compromise from the public safety subcommittee. The second one was generated by themselves as basically as a result of the terrorist attacks on September 11 and the creation of the Office of Public Safety and Security. And they went through another restructure to accomplish that. Their numbers have not increased, but I believe his testimony was that they had eliminated 16 management positions. I went through the numbers, and I've gone through the organizational chart, and I don't find where they eliminated any management positions. It's still the same. In fact, it's increased by one, which was the major to head the public safety, Office of Public Safety and Security. So the bottom line for us, I guess, is if we're going to have to go through a budget cut exercise, that management would be required to provide a more balanced management structure before we start looking at laying off troopers or other field employees that get the job done and provide the service on a daily basis. Another piece I think is, I feel really compelled to get this on the table. The superintendent was asked a question if we could meet our mission with 140 fewer employees.